Friends, I'm Laura Winters.
A lot of our public expense, that's cost a lot of money, raising the deficit. Guess what? We cut the deficit. It cut the deficit. $1 trillion. The last guy ballooned the deficit.
President Biden, fresh off the State of the Union, campaigning in Philadelphia Friday, taking on a similar tone to the one he delivers at the State of the Union speech Thursday night at the Capitol.
Folks, our freedoms really are in the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
Now, before boarding Air Force One to campaign in Philly, reporters asking the president if he'll debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
"It depends on his behavior."
The president saying there, it depends on his behavior. Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
It appears former President Trump's top two picks will take over leadership for the Republican National Committee. Here's USA's John Schaefer with details.
Michael Whatley, the chairman of the North Carolina GOP, has assumed the role of chair for the Republican National Committee. He succeeds Ronna McDaniel, who stepped down from that position. Laura Trump has been appointed as the RNC's new co-chair.
And daylight saving time begins this weekend. We spring forward Sunday at 2 a.m., so it stays lighter later. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Lincoln Riley's mother slamming President Biden for botching her daughter's name at the State of the Union speech. Biden calling her Lincoln Riley. Police say Lincoln was assaulted and murdered by an illegal alien from Venezuela in Athens, Georgia, where she was a nursing student. The crime as Lincoln was out jogging near the University of Georgia campus. The suspect had been arrested and let go for a crime he reportedly committed in New York City due to DA Alvin Bragg's soft-on-crime policies. He then moved south. To Georgia. To Texas now, where the Smokehouse Creek wildfire that has destroyed more than 1 million acres of the Texas panhandle is now about 75% contained. Fire crews trying to bring the flames under control. The Texas A&M Forest Service says its investigators have come to the conclusion that power lines ignited both the Smokehouse Creek fire and the nearby Windy Deuce fire. At least 2 people killed, homes destroyed, and thousands of cattle killed as well. Xcel Energy, the main power provider in the Texas panhandle, denies its equipment was the cause of these wildfires. And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.